Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Back to the NBA. NBA Conference Finals turning thrilling. Game 6 of the Rockets and the Warriors tonight. Game 6 last night, the Cavs over the Celtics, forcing a Game 7. To discuss 17-year NBA veteran Rod Strickland. And Rod, you played in the NBA a really long time. Like, where at the beginning of your career, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were still around. And then in the midst of your prime, Michael Jordan's playing, obviously, and Shaq and Kobe. And even LeBron James made his debut while you were still in the NBA. Considering all you've seen, how would you describe what we're seeing in real time from LeBron right now?
Well, I've been around for a while, and I've had a chance to see a lot of guys. You know, it's always the debate between Jordan and LeBron, and, you know, they're obviously two of the, top four players of all time. But LeBron's been great. I mean, he's been carrying his team. He's had to do everything. He's been the anchor. He's been the finisher. You know, he's had some guys step up every now and then, but he's been the catalyst, and it's been amazing to see. I mean, you can see the growth from LeBron over the years. You know, you can go back to the Miami-Dallas series when he struggled to games previous and after. You know, but now he seems to be that guy who's, you know, he's ready for the prime time all the time. You know, he's making clutch shots, his jump shots better, his mid-range game is better. Post-up game is better, so it's been fun to watch. It's been amazing to watch, but he's been special. He's been special.
Now, I don't know if a lot of people know you're also Kyrie Irving's godfather. Do you have any personal information on just how tough it's been for Kyrie to be watching this series unfold and go to seven games without being able to play?
Well, it's tough. I mean, it would be tough on any player. You know, he's obviously one of the best. Obviously would love to be out there playing. And you know, to have to sit there and, you know, it's Boston, Cleveland, his former team, to have a chance to beat them and go on to a finals, you know, it's frustrating. It would be amazing if he could play and Gordon Hayward was playing. And, you know, this would be real interesting. I mean, Boston, as far as a championship team. You know, this could have been a really, really special year. I mean, it already is, but, you know, with those two guys, or even just Kyrie in the lineup, you know, things change. Those two games, three games in Cleveland, you know, with those young guys, with Kyrie there, they win one of those games. You know, he has the ability to take over a game and make clutch shots. And Boston, you see on the road, you know, they're having problems with shot selection and making shots.
Robin Lundberg talking to 17-year vet in the NBA, Rod Strickland, here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, Rod, you played point guard, of course, during your long career, and one of the great, Chris Paul, is having a heck of a postseason this year and knocked some of the, you know, critics back a little bit with his performance in the Western Conference Finals thus far. How tough is it to see him go down with that hamstring injury? Do you think that the Rockets, does that, you know, even though they have the advantage in the series, does that make them once again the clear underdogs against the Warriors if their series plays out?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think it's going to be tough for Chris Paul to come back. You know, just watching him go down and watching his expression and how gingerly he walked off the court. You know, hamstrings, quads, you know, that's a tough injury. And I don't think that's one of those injuries. You know, what they play today, and then they have another game 2 days after this. You know, I think it's going to be hard for Chris Paul to play. And if he doesn't play, that makes the Rockets a whole different team. Now, you know, a lot of the burden lands on James Harden. And I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to find out a lot about James Harden. But it's going to be tough. But it's definitely tough to see him go down because he has been criticized. I'm not one of those guys that would criticize him. You know, the Clippers, you know, they were a good team, but I think they were missing some things.
So
they had opportunity to advance, and, you know, they went through some situations. But Chris Paul is a tough, gritty, you know, a great talent. And, you know, I feel bad for him now because he was showing the world. And, you know, they had a chance to win this series. But I think without him, I think it's going to be tough.
Now, on the other side, it's almost surreal to see the Warriors struggle like this, at least to me, because, you know, bottom line is it was a 73-win team, and then they added Kevin Durant, right? So, I'm, you know, when you try and explain why they're struggling relatively, one, obviously, is Iguodala is out, and he's a key to their versatility. And then another reason perhaps could be, you know, Durant has as great as he is as a scorer, sort of maybe taken them out of their game a little bit. I see him like sort of motioning Curry to the corner, and he has two games in this series where he has zero assists, another one with one. What do you think are the reasons why the Warriors aren't at that top level, or is it simply just giving credit to the Rockets?
Well, I think the injury to Andre Iguodala is bigger than people think, you know, because defensively it makes them a different team, and even offensively. But defensively, you know, the Houston Rockets are a one-on-one team. You know, it's Harden and Chris Paul, basically. And then you have Eric Gordon, who does some other things as well. But now when they switch, you know, they have the big fellas like Looney or one of the younger bigs on Harden or Paul, and they've been able to take advantage of that. But they go dollar there, you switch, you know, now you got Draymond or Kevin Durant, and it becomes different. And Iguodala, you know, he's another guy on offense who can make plays. And even defensively, you know, he's getting steals and rips and he's energy. So I think they miss him a lot. And as far as the way the team's playing, Golden State has a tendency to be careless and kind of, you know, I guess I would say feel themselves because they're a championship team. And they go in, even the year I think they lost to Cleveland, you know, they had a real problem with turning the ball over and casual turnovers. And I think that happened to them last game as well. And, yes, they are giving the ball to Kevin Durant. They've isolated him a little bit. But Kevin Durant is a mismatch. You know, he's a seven-footer. He's probably a mismatch for most of them. But I think Kevin Durant, he's kind of been, I don't know, it's like he's rushing things, you know what I mean? Like for a guy who just won a championship, I think he needs to calm down a little bit. He's a big guy. All he has to do is shoot over his opponent. And I think a lot of times he's trying to fight and trying to be physical, and that's not really his game. So the Warriors will have to reevaluate their offense. They'll probably have to get the ball moving. But I think at the end of the day, you know, the best players make plays, so they're going to have to put Kevin Durant in certain situations. And he's just going to have to come through.
Who do you think we're going to see in the NBA Finals?
I think it would be Golden State and Boston. I believe Boston, and I've said it from the beginning, I just think Boston, energy-wise, I didn't think that Cleveland can do it for seven games and bring that energy, you know, consistently. And they did it last game. Now we're going to Boston. Boston is high energy at home. Those young guys play better at home. I don't know. I don't know if Cleveland support cast can get it done in Boston. So I think Boston will beat Cleveland, and I think Golden State will come back, especially if Chris Paul's not playing. But even if Chris Paul was playing, I think Golden State would change their game. You know, they're going home. I think they'll win at home. And then, you know, Golden State has the championship pedigree. You know, they're going back to Houston, and I know home court advantage means a lot. But with the Golden State Warriors, I don't think it means as much. And I think they'll hone in, they'll concentrate, and probably won't be as careless with the ball. So I think it'll be Golden State and Boston.
Rod, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the insight, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.